What would you like to have done?
Well, looking back, I should have had more experience, other ideas and so on. Of course, with the nautical theme of the family, sea ideas, but then I had the chance, so... Mm-hmm. But you don't think we're large on there.
Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of your family went to sea then?
Well, you see, the my father's father, well, he went to sea occasionally. He was a farming stock on farm. But in the herring fishing time, he'd take a cut the herring fishing in the summer. And, the story that a book came to the house, and I, as a schoolboy, was looking at it, and this was the nautical, oh, never mind, put to sea anyway, and there's a chart in that showing the first storm that they traced crossing the Atlantic by the American Maori. It was a hurricane off Jamaica and ended up as a storm off Orkney. And my grandfather was at sea in that in a herring boat in that storm. Oh yes, I was looking at this and remarking my father has then told the story of me as young. This man walked up for Strumness to visit my grandfather, my grandfather, and who at this time was an old man, and he told the story that they'd been at sea, and this man, the visitor, had been a 14-year-old boy, the young boy on the board. And they'd been to sea, and during the height of the storm, my grandfather had lashed him to the mast of the boat, a herring boat at that time, being on deck. My grandfather lashed him to the mast to make sure that he stayed aboard in the storm. And then the curious bit, my grandfather was only a seaman. He was not the skip, but strange enough, he had charged with whiskey bottle at sea. But anyway, after they fought the storm, and eventually the wind was easing, and they saw the place, the old man a week, similar to the old man a hoy, but smaller. And of course, when they saw this, they knew their position, and the storm was easing, so the skipper don't take a whiskey bottle and say, drink sour. But well, yes, he farmed, him and his two brothers. So, what more do you want on that?
Well, I just was wondering what you did with your time when you weren't farming. You've obviously a great interest in all of this family history. Where did that?
Well, you'd have looked forward more and less looking back. Oh, well, I don't know.
Was your mother interested in history and things like that? Or?
Well, yes, she worked hard, but I don't know what extent. But anyway, the Scottish National Dictionary, they start the Scottish National Dictionary. They wanted a reader in Orkney, and Hugh Marwick, I think, was asked, but he said he didn't have time, and he suggested my father, who did it at the time. They sent tape scripts round to the to make notes on the words and all the rest of it, and pass it on to the next person. So my father died after a year or so. He started, I was my first one, and a coop cart on the first one. Anyway, my father died, and my mother took on the job then. So she lived rather longer. But she worked right through to said, and then they did a bit of redoing of the first ones. So she read back to sea then, you might say. But it ended up that she was one of only two people who read the Scottish National Dictionary from A to Z.
Oh, that's very impressive.
I think. Oh, yeah. in Edinburgh, and was at the same time. I was registrar. Well, that's another story, but my mother was assistant registrar. And there was the Association of Registrars, which came at a centenary celebration. My mother was off visiting her daughter in New Yorkshire, and I suddenly realised that the anniversary dinner of this in Edinburgh was when she was passing through Edinburgh. So I promptly paid the subscription, and she got an invitation. She was rather intrigued that the Bailey doing the speeches and so on like that. So there's this registrar there from Wigtown to Tuna Grotz, at which the Orkney representative and the Larroquin waved to each other. And an old story that the registrar to the census and one man has made about a quote in the census listed here is every bit of a Wigtown breed, a muckle flicker.
Oh dear. So did your mother, was she an assistant registrar for a long time then?